Chapter 5. Interlude. Interlude. Sometimes Lan Wangji dreamed. He dreamed that Wei Wuxian had come a little too late. Lan Wangji did not fail, but he could not win against the undying hatred of steel. The fatigue crept up on him, and he was a little too slow in the turn. It was a weakness he had long ago recognized in himself. One he'd worked hard to minimize since he couldn't eliminate it. But in times of stress, it reemerged. And this time, it was at last the fatal flaw he'd always recognized it to be. He was too slow, and the sabers pierced his chest. Sometimes from the front, sometimes from the back, sometimes both. And in his dreams, he felt it more as shock than as agony. The smooth slide of steel against his fingers and his chest and back, a feeling of coldness more than anything else. His brother cried out at the sight of it. That part never changed. His brother was strong, fighting back, losing but fighting back, right until the moment he saw Lan Wangji fall. His voice was that of a man whose soul is lost, far more painful than the feeling of the saber running him through. The only consolation Lan Wangji had was that his brother's pain was always short. Lan Zichun would always, always turn toward him, hand reaching out in some futile attempt to help or even just to offer comfort in Lan Wangji's last moments. And in that moment of weakness, Nie Mingjue, his eyes dead as coals, would bring his saber down. He would take no pleasure in it, the way Wen Su had in the nightmares Lan Wangji had about him. It was truly a tragedy that the man who had rescued Lan Wangji from his nightmares about the cloud recesses burning would now replace them with himself as the main villain. That's what all this was, a tragedy. In his dreams, Lan Wangji watched his brother die as he bled out. The dreams rarely ended there, however. He dreamed that just as his consciousness was fading, he would hear Wei Wuxian's choked voice calling out his name. Lan Chan, no! And that some moments later, he would open his eyes again, white and dead, his spirit screaming at the violation of being summoned by the Stygian Tiger Seal. He knew, of course, that the corpses Wei Wuxian generally summoned lacked any consciousness. There was no soul there, no spirit. But the irrational logic of dreams did not agree. He was always aware of what was happening around him after his death. Wei Wuxian would be akin to some dark god, a demon in human flesh, his knuckles white around the seal as he pointed his finger at Nie Mingjue, accusing. Maybe he would be self-aware enough to accuse, "You said you'd spare those I cared for!" Or maybe he wouldn't, since he hadn't known yet, because they'd never said a word to each other. Maybe he wouldn't have words at all, just screams of agony and pain and, "You killed him!" There were not many corpses in cloud recesses, and very few with resentful energy. And even those that could come were in the end the preferred prey of the masterless sabers. Even with the Stygian Tiger Seal to hand, this was not a battlefield that favored Wei Wuxian. Lan Wangji dreamed of his body being used against his will, Bichun rising in his hand once more, but no longer his. And he dreamed of the sabers coming, even more infuriated than before. Perhaps he would lose a limb, as well as his life. It did not matter. He would not feel it. The dead might feel pain as little as steel and need as little rest, but the human body, even backed by resentful energy, was simply much softer. He could be cut into pieces and still be trapped within his flesh, unable to enter reincarnation. In the end, even if Wei Wuxian could somehow resist Nie Mingjue, if he'd taken up his sword again, perhaps, in all violation of everything Lan Wangji now knows to be true, it wouldn't matter. In the end, he always died. Sometimes it was at Nie Mingjue's blade. Sometimes it was his own cultivation backfiring, 1,000 fierce ghosts flooding his body and ripping him apart. Most often, though, it was Nie Huaisang, who Wei Wuxian had brought back and to whom he had given consciousness, coming up from behind him and piercing him through the heart. He'd be sorry about it, of course. Nie Huaisang had always liked Wei Wuxian, even before, and it was a great crime to kill one's benefactor. And yet, for Nie Huaisang, just as Nie Mingjue, his brother came first. Wei Wuxian fell to the ground, and Nie Mingjue fell as well, calling out desperately for the sabers to stop before they hurt his brother, the fierce corpse. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. There were dreams where the sabers lashed out at Nie Huaisang before they could be stopped, and Nie Mingjue turned Baxia upon himself, leaving the valley at the cloud recesses an utter slaughter and abandoning the world to the unforgiving cruel justice of the masterless sabers. In other dreams, Nie Huaisang survived, though Nie Mingjue rarely did. And in those dreams, Nie Huaisang buried Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji together, two corpses in a single grave. And it would be touching if only Lan Wangji's spirit were not still trapped inside the fierce corpse, awake and aware and unable to move as dirt piled up on top of him, one shovel at a time. And he knew he would lie there forever, with the unmoving shell that had once been Wei Wuxian in his arms. "Hey, Lan Chan, wake up!" Lan Wuxi opened his eyes. Wei Wuxian, alive and well, was grinning down at him. The hour was abnormally early for him, and there were already circles under his eyes, suggesting that a long nap later in the day would be required to revitalize him. It was fine. There wasn't much else they had to be doing here in Qinghe. "I had a dream," Wei Wuxian announced. "We were farmers. Well, we had a farm anyway. I did the farming, and sometimes I went to the river and got us fish, and you stayed at home to guard the house, weaving and cooking for me. I gave you all the money and you did the accounts, and we were just about to take a bath together. What did you dream about?" Lan Wangji considered the question for a moment.
"Sex," he finally said, "in the library pavilion."
Wei Wuxian shrieked with laughter, clutching at Lan Wangji's body. "Oh, Lan Chan, Lan Chan, who would have thought you'd have such a dirty mind? Was I just too young and handsome to resist? Or is it that you liked being around all those books? Or maybe you just liked having little old me at your mercy?"
Lan Wangji used his mouth to shut him up.